Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to learn about the halachas of the decorations of the sukkah. Is there a mitzvah to decorate the sukkah? Are you allowed to use Xmas decorations in the sukkah? Where should they be hung up? And also, are you allowed to use them once they're hung up during the Chag of Sukkot? So Amir Tashem will cover all of that. We're going to use the publication of Rav Yitzhak Yaakov Fuchs primarily for our source materials in this discussion. So point number one, it says as follows, mitzvah litlos noi sukkah. It is a mitzvah to hang up noi sukkah, that is beautification of the sukkah, the decorations, in order to beautify the sukkah. For example, we may hang up murals or pictures of tzaddikim or peiros chashuvim, very beautiful fruits, significant fruits, important fruits, not just the run of the mill, but it should be something of significance that it adds to the noi, the beauty of the sukkah. Now, when it comes to the location, if you know that the children are going to be eating of the fruits that you hang up in your sukkah, or if they're going to be playing and detaching the decorations, especially if it's going to come to Chilul Shabbos or Chilul Yontif, when they're doing that, you have to be careful to not hang it in an area that they are going to be able to reach it. So it would be preferable to hang it up on a higher area to avoid the kids playing with the noi sukkah. So that is point number one. It is a mitzvah, but you have to be careful where you place the mitzvah. Now, continuing point number two, when it comes to placement, if we're talking about placement from the schach, according to the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, the decorations have to be fairly close to the schach when you are hanging the decorations from the schach. So the Ramah tells us that the decorations hanging from the schach have to be within four tefachim of the schach, within four tefachim of the schach. So let's estimate a tefach, depends on the shita, but let's say it's 8 centimeters. So we are talking about within 32 centimeters of the schach that the decoration should be hung from. And Amir Tashem in a few days will have an independent daily halacha on the specific issue of hanging the decorations from the schach, the distance. And also we'll have to talk about what happens if some of the decoration is within those four tefachim and some is out. Half is in, half is out. You have a chain and it starts at the schach and then it comes down and it goes up and it goes down. So Amir Tashem, we will cover that in the future. That is point number two. Point number three, can you use the kishutim, the decorations during sukkah? So there's a lot of halacha in this regard. We're just going to treat it on a very high level. When it comes to kishutei sukkah, when it comes to the kishutim, the decorations, whether they are hung from the schach or whether they are on the walls, asurin b'shimosh b'meshach yemei hachag, it's prohibited to use during the Sukkot Chag, and we are talking now not only about Shabbos and Yontif, but Chol HaMoed as well. Why? Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. It would be a disgrace for the mitzvah for us to have hung decorations and to use it. If you're hung something that shouldn't be taken down and played with, or for any other purpose, it has been designated for purpose. Now, having said that, again, there's a lot of halacha in this regard. What is considered a decoration that is muksa? What is not considered a decoration that is not muksa? And also, there's brought down in the poskim, the Shulchan Aruch, a tanai that you can make that is not going to be muksa for me. So there is a lot of halacha in this regard. How about if it fell down? How about if it's going to get ruined in the rain, etc.? Now, one point that Rabbi Fuchs brings out, and it's all based on the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, even if it falls off, it's still going to be muksa. However, if it fell off during Chol HaMoed, or even if it fell off on Yontif and Shabbos, and now it's Chol HaMoed, it would be permitted to lift up those decorations and to return them to the places where they were placed originally before Sukkot. Okay, point number four, and this is our final point. Can you use Xmas decorations or other decorations that were made for pagan purposes, Avodah Zarah purposes, idolatry purposes? Can we hang that up in our sukkahs? So in fact, this sounds like a strange question, but it's not at all. If somebody wants to go now, Erev Sukkot, almost Erev Sukkot, getting close to Sukkot, and walk around and in Geula, in Mea Shearim, I've seen this myself, I assume it's an annual basis, that they sell decorations that were apparently excess from Xmas. So it was decorations that were made for Xmas, and you can tell. How can you tell? The reindeer. There's a Santa, and he's in red, and people look, and Santa looks like a tzaddik, right? It looks like a jolly man, a nice white beard, and the reindeer, and all of this. And it sold in the streets of Geula Mea Shearim. I remember many, many years ago hearing Rav Zev Lev talk about this when he moved to Israel decades ago, and he was in Geula, and he saw, and he could not believe they are selling Xmas decorations to the Hasidim, to the Yerushalmis in Geula and Mea Shearim, and they're taking it, they're buying it. It's red, it's green, mistletoe, all of this stuff is being sold, and they're hanging it up in their sukkahs for sukkahs decorations. How is that possible? So let's get through some of the halachas here. So mutar, litlos, lenoi sukkahs, indeed, permitted to hang up as sukkah decorations, kishutim, those are the decorations, hamiyutzarim, l'shem chagei anoshim, even though they were created for purposes of the non-Jewish holidays, Xmas, for example, or the Avodah Zarah for idolatry purposes, it's still mutter. Why? How is it possible that it could be mutter? So the Shevet Alevi Rav Vosner explains as follows, that when it comes to something of that nature that has been created for Avodah Zarah, when does the prohibition begin? It's only when it's actually used for purposes of Avodah Zarah. If you simply have a hasmana, it was intended, it was manufactured for that purpose, but it was never used for that purpose, that is not going to be prohibited. So when it comes to something that's created for a pagan holiday, something that's created for Avodah Zarah, but wasn't used, we say hazmana lav milsahi, the preparation, the intention, doesn't make it prohibited, only the use makes it prohibited. Accordingly, when we have these decorations that were made for Xmas or whatever other purpose for a church, and they had excess, and they sent it over from China, from the factories, to Yerushalayim to be sold to the Hasidim and Yerushalmis that don't know otherwise, they would not be prohibited because it was never used. It was only intended, but never used. So the Shevet Alevi said it's mutter. Having said that, Rev Eliashiv said that even though Me'ikar Adin, it is mutter, because it wasn't used, but nonetheless, if you can tell that these decorations, that this is made as a non-Jewish decoration, it could be through the color, it could be through what it is, it is disgusting, it is disgraceful to use that in our sukkah. So on the one hand, we have the Shevet Alevi says it's only an hasmana, it was never used, not a problem, but Rav Eliashiv says, I happen to agree with that, but nonetheless, although mi'ikar adin, it's okay, if you can see that that's a item that was used for the non-Jews, it's made in their format, a Santa, the reindeers, mistletoe, etc., then it is going to be a disgusting thing. Now, what's interesting to note is that this may be recognizable by some of us, but not others. For example, the Hasidim, Yerushalmis, they have no clue what it is, but for those of us who are from Chutz-Lartz originally, or anyone who comes and visits and know that they come from out of Israel and they have exposure to this, they can see in a second that that is a pagan decoration, it's a non-Jewish decoration, and we would say it's mechuvar adavar. So it could be that for people who know it's mechuvar, then you can't use it. People who have no clue, they're going to use it. It's not mechuvar, it's not disgusting for them. Now, having said that, when Rev Lev told his story about having seen the decorations being sold, and the mistletoe, and this and that, that all being sold in Mea Shearim and Geula, he said, and his psak was, and it makes sense that this is a chukas agoyim. For somebody who's familiar with this, then it would be going in the pagan ways. That's an Isser Doraisa, hanging up Xmas decorations in our sukkah. So people who have no clue, then they're not going to have that Isser. They're not going to have the chukas agoyim. But people who do, it's going to be an absolute Isser Midoraisa to hang up those decorations in our sukkah. So in a nutshell, we have asked, can you use decorations that were prepared for the non-Jewish holidays, that would be Xmas, or for Avodah Zarah purposes, Mikar Din? It seems that the decoration itself is not prohibited. Why? It's used for Avodah Zarah, because it wasn't used yet. Once it's used, it's prohibited. Before use, it's only a hasmana, it's permitted, but Rav Eliashiv says, nonetheless, it's mechor adavar, it's disgusting. But in addition to that, Rav Lev said, it's also, for somebody who knows what it is, it's going to be a chukas agoyim to use those decorations. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.